Moskaya Tsibikisomedi, Russian Press Secretary to the Embassy, Alexander Kulyev, this morning. Alexander, I know no Russian. It's whatsoever. Most languages in the world, you give me a language, I'll give you like a phrase or two. When it comes to Russian, I know nothing. So just a quick phrase that you can teach us this morning that we can all try.
Okay, so as we have the World Cup going on, so Russia is welcoming the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's say welcome.
Welcome in Russian is?
Добро пожаловать. Добро пожаловать в Россию на чемпионат мира по футболу 2018.
I was kind of hoping for like one word.
Yeah.
Because welcome is one word.
Now you can't stop me, sorry.
Yes. Okay, give me the kort weergave. Give me the short version quickly, just word by word.
Добро пожаловать.
Okay, hold on. Добро
пожаловать.
I can.
Добро is easier, right?
Can I tell you something? I'm probably going to get that right after vodka too, because it sounds like, you know, there's a bit of I need to relax into that second word. That
Okay, it might be that. It might be that.
Dispel one myth about Russia for us on the show this morning.
I wouldn't know where to start because there are so many of them. To be honest,
you've done well so far this morning. You've changed my mind about.
Okay, let's see. How about Russians being grim and not welcoming? That's probably not true.
I think it's the way that you say welcome. It sounds a bit harsh. It sounds like you were threatening me.
Maybe. Really? Добро пожаловать. Okay.
Salubiyovo. Do you drink a lot of vodka?
I don't, personally not.
But Russians?
Some of us like that kind of liquor, but
that's a yes.
One of the myths is that, you know, we all drink like from our childhood vodka. That's not true, definitely.
Oh, really? Okay, is our vodka any good in South Africa?
The Russian vodka sometimes, yes, if you manage to find it.
You can't buy, so there's better Russian, there's better vodka than what I buy at the petrol at the.
I think for a proper brand, you'll have to do some searches.
Give me a name.
Beluga.
Huh?
Beluga.
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 Is there a special cocktail in Russia you want to tell us about this morning?
Yeah, I know where it's going, so it's...
Give me that one. Give me that one.
The name is Yorsh.
Yorsh.
It's when he makes vodka and beer.
Ah! From now.
Opasnet.
From now.
Yes, I can uit persoonlijke ervaring say, wow.
It's even a Russian word I can say and remember.
Say nee, dankie.
Yorsh.
Yorsh.
How's it big Friday?
Very good.
Yorsh, so you mix vodka and beer. What is the proportion? How much vodka, how much beer?
Depends on your mood, probably. And how far do you want to go?
YOLO. When you are in Russia, they make it halfies.
Oh!
Yeah. And then when you don't know what's hitting you, you don't know your name.
All right, listen, people, we're going to take a break. You chat amongst yourselves. We're going to try some Yorsh. Just for the sake of the show this morning.
No.
After the news. I'm also a bit of a... But not only from all of vodka. I'm also from save vodka.
Yes.
Like the proper nice stuff.
For testing purposes.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing a bit of Russia with us this morning. That was really, really cool. We appreciate that a whole lot. There's one more thing for us to do.
Spin the Russian.
Yes!
Yay!
And guess which Russian is going to be spun this morning? You.
I imagine.
Yes. So, Liesl's going to spin you.
Okay, that's fine.
She's been moaning about the Russians that we've been presenting her up until now. So, Liesl, there's a real-life Russian man, Moscovite.
Okay.
You're going to spin him for the big game tonight, Russia versus Egypt. You can watch that face streaming via our Facebook page. Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you so much.